Proclamation number 8240 of 14th of August, 1962. God's abundant measure of grace before the end. A great treasure of grace is still at your disposal, for I know that you need it in this time which precedes the last end. My adversary proceeds with cunning and trickery, for he knows that his time has expired and that the power he still possesses will soon be snatched from him, because he has a large following which is in bondage to him and thus strengthens his power. And since people cannot be forced by him either but rather belong to him voluntarily, I will only snatch his power from him when the day of the end has come, when I take account and every being is assigned the fate it deserves. But I help my own to be able to resist because he will also harass them severely. I still pour out abundant blessings and only ever call upon you humans to make use of them and to evaluate them correctly. I myself dwell in the midst of you in my word. I sound my voice and address you. I instruct you and inform you of all correlations. I initiate you into my plan of salvation. I let you take note of my rule and activity, of my loving care for you, of your weaknesses and open a source of strength for you so that you will not sink down wearily on the path you still have to cover before the end. I help you to successfully cover the path that leads out of the valley of death into the realms of eternal life. And you truly need not be despondent. You need not look anxiously into the future. You will also cover the last short distance and reach the goal because you want to belong to me. Thus you are mine and I will not abandon my own, whatever may come. Yet for the sake of the whole of humanity, an unspeakable amount of suffering will still befall the earth, which I cannot avert because it is still the lost means of salvation to persuade the lukewarm to return to me, to snatch them back from the abyss which they irrevocably approach if they continue to walk the path as before. Even the great tribulation which is yet to come is a grace on my part, for it can still bring about a change, it can still drive people to me, they can remember their God and Creator in greatest adversity and call upon Him, and then they will also be heard by me. I will still accept them in the last hour. I will truly bestow my grace upon you in abundance, for I know that you are weak and in need of much help, and I want to give you this help in order to protect you from the severe fate of a new banishment, which, however, is your fate if you leave my grace unutilized. Yet the adversary's activity prompts me to counteract him to the same extent. Even though the human being's free will is always the decisive factor and must be left up to you. The Redeemer's work in the last days is extensive on earth as well as in the kingdom of the beyond, because all spiritual beings full of light want to help the immature, unredeemed, and everyone will be blessed who joins this Redeemer's work, who wants to be an eager co-worker in my vineyard, who faithfully serves me as a servant and to whom I can therefore assign the work which brings me success. Time and again I have to tell you the same thing, and you should see from it how much I care about your cooperation and how everyone who serves me of his own free will pleases me. For the time is coming to an end. Only a short period of time remains for you humans, and this shall still bring salvation to many, so that you will not be lost again for eternity, so that you will attain life which lasts forever. Amen.